Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 68. Today in this episode, we will learn about relative clause. Now let's go. A relative clause is a clause that is used to modify a noun or a noun phrase. In English, a clause must contain a subject and a predicate at a minimum in order to be grammatical, but a Japanese clause only requires a predicate. So for example, let's make a sentence, the book that I bought is interesting. So let's go step by step. I bought a book is
私は本を買いました。
私は本を買いました。So we will change this 買いました into plain style, which is 買った。買った。The verbs in relative clauses is always in the plain form. They can be in the past or present tenses or in the volitional form. But they will always be in the plain form. And the next step, we have to change the word order so that 本, book, the main thing that we're talking about comes at the end of the clause. So,
私は本を買った,
I bought a book, changes into
私が買った本,
the book that I bought. Note that the topic marker wa changes to ga in the relative clause. This is because
私
is no longer the topic of the sentence. In fact, our new main topic is the book. So it becomes
私が買った本.
私が買った本. This is the book that I bought. And the last step, we want to say the book that I bought is interesting. We can use the phrase we have just constructed in a sentence by adding our second idea, which is 面白いです. So it becomes
私が買った本は面白いです. 私が買った本は面白いです.
This means the book that I bought is interesting. There is no Japanese equivalent to English relative pronouns such as who, which, that. In other words, Japanese relative clauses directly connect to the noun or noun phrase and any particles or pronouns associated with the noun or noun phrase. So in other words, Japanese relative clauses directly connect to the noun or noun phrases. So for example, the big dog. The big dog is
大きい犬。大きい犬。
A sleeping dog. To sleep is
寝ます。寝ます。
Sleeping will be te form plus います。So,
寝ています。寝ています
is sleeping. Now we want to say a sleeping dog. So we will change 寝ています into plain style.
寝ている。
寝ている。And put together with 犬。
寝ている犬。
寝ている犬. This is a sleeping dog. A person with big eyes. So, she has a big eyes is
彼女は目が大きいです。
彼女は目が大きいです。So, 大きいです, we will make this into plain style.
目が大きい。
目が大きい. And then, person will be 人。人。
目が大きい人。
目が大きい人, a person with big eyes. How about this one? A smart student, a clever student. Clever is
頭がいいです。頭がいいです。
So we will make this いいです into plain style.
頭がいい。頭がいい。
Student is
学生。
学生。
頭がいい学生。頭がいい学生。
The person who is wearing glasses. To wear glasses is
メガネをかけます。メガネをかけます。
Wearing glasses will be
メガネをかけています。メガネをかけています。
We will change this into plain style. メガネをかけている。メガネをかけている。And then person will be 人。メガネをかけている人。メガネをかけている人。
The person who is wearing glasses.
How about this one? The person who is taking a photo over there. Over there is あそこ。あそこ。And then when you do an action at a certain place, we will use the particle で。あそこで。To take picture is 写真を撮ります。写真を撮ります。Taking will be 撮っています。撮っています。We will make this into plain style. 撮っている。So, あそこで写真を撮っている plus 人。あそこで写真を撮っている人。あそこで写真を撮っている人。This is the person who is taking a photo over there. How about this? The person who exercises every day. To do exercises, 運動します。運動します。So we will change this します into plain style. 運動する。運動する。Every day is 毎日、毎日。毎日運動する plus 人。毎日運動する人。毎日運動する人。The person who doesn't smoke tobacco. To smoke tobacco is タバコを吸います。タバコを吸います。So, タバコを吸いません is don't smoke.We will change this すいません into plain style. It becomes 吸わない。吸わない。タバコを吸わない人。タバコを吸わない人。This means the person who doesn't smoke tobacco. How about this? The person who got married last year. Last year is 去年。去年。To be married, to get married is 結婚します。結婚します。This is past tense, so 結婚しました。Plain style will be 結婚した。結婚した。So 去年結婚した人。去年結婚した人。This means the person who got married last year. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。Bye.